If you've ever wondered how to actually approach how to build a seasonal verb drying wrap for magic in a way that makes sense, today's episode is for you. I'm going to break this down step by step. No fluff, no filler, just the stuff that actually works. Hey everyone, Luna Moon Shadow here. Today's topic is how to build a seasonal verb drying rack for magic, and I'm taking a really practical angle on this one because I know a lot of you just want theory. You want to know what to do with this information. So first things first, have you ever felt that rush of connection during a ritual only to realize your herbs just didn't have the potency you hoped for? That's your starting point, and it's important because everything else builds on top of it. I remember my first attempt at drying them. What mistake? Now, as above, so below, dear ones. Here's where most people go wrong. They try to skip ahead without understanding the fundamentals. You'll learn how to build simple herb drying wrap that captures the essence of your plants at their peak. And when you rush past that, after 10 years of practice, I can tell you the right structure makes all the difference. So take your time with this part. Okay, now for the part I'm most excited about. So gather your materials and let's get started. This is where it all comes together. When I first figured this out, it was honestly a game changer. Trust this. It'll elevate your herbal magic. I remember when I first tried this. If you're going to do one thing after listening to this episode, just start. Don't overthink it. Don't wait for the perfect moment. The best way to learn about how to build seasonal herb drying rack for magic is by doing, and the full guide on witchcraftforbeginners.com will walk you through everything. That's it for today. I kept it tight, kept it practical. Hope it helps. Until the next moon rises, Wesby.